Merry December! I'm Sarah Bishop.
And I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And this is
Adventures in Beer Tasting,
the unofficial companion podcast to the 2019 Brewers Advent Calendar from Costco, where every day is Beer Day until December 25th.
So drunk on Christmas, making merry by yourself with a paper bag.
Well, it's December 8th, and we're here with the Brewers Advent Calendar, about ready to crack open day 8.
So Jeremy? we're doing the same thing as we've been doing. We're going to open it and taste it, and we are, you know, today...
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
We're like a third of the way through with this podcast.
That's pretty amazing.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, and those, just everyone who's stuck with us this far... I hope you guys are ready for a big purple can. What is this, Sarah?
Well, Jeremy, this is the Leidenberger Weizenbock Hill. This is a German Weizenbock, 8% ABV, from the Brauerei Leidenberger Brewery. That brewery, which has existed since 1789, is now run by Carl Friedrich Leidenberger. This beer has received several awards, including the World Beer Cup. It's a classic top-fermented golden-yellow strong beer, which is traditionally fermented in the bottle. The foam is stable and creamy. Appearance is, again, strong golden-yellow color. Smell is top-fermented and fruity with a trace of banana. Let's see if we can taste that. This sounds like a fun one.
This is like a double Hell's, like a strong Hell's. We've had a lot of these Hell style beers, but they're largely kind of boring. This one is about twice as strong as most of those, so this should be interesting.
All right, let's see what happens. Oh, nice. Very foamy and creamy looking.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's for you.
Thank you.
Are you getting banana? I am getting
a little
banana.
Just off the nose?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can smell a little bit of that banana.
There's some chemical that gives it that banana-y action, and I,
Some chemical?
I don't remember what it is. Is it ethylene or something? I don't know.
We're so good at running this podcast.
We're very good, but...
We're so good.
Yeah, it does have some of that banana-y nose. Other than that, it's a little bit cloudy. It's a little cloudy, dull copper. Not in a bad way, though. I mean, that head is real creamy. I'm just drinking foam now. I'm liking that foam. You're making a grimace. I feel like you're not loving this one.
I feel like this has very weird aftertaste.
I'm getting
like the banana aftertaste is mixed with a little bit of.
I mean, it's pretty heavy. It is a heavy, heavy beer. I'm getting a lot of kind of banana bread action.
Something like
walnut-y.
The bitterness in the back. Oh, maybe it's walnutty.
It's like kind of everything, the same profile, taste profile as some of these other kind of Hell's lagers, but it's. Everything's like amplified, so it's like amped up. I mean, I kind of like it. I see where you're coming from with a little bit of
almost like a sour bitter banana.
A little bit
aftertaste.
Of like a
like
rotten
a
banana.
Rotten banana. I don't really like it.
All right.
We've had a little time to gather our thoughts and pull together our ratings. So, Jeremy, what were your thoughts?
Sarah, I think we are going to... We've been so in sync for the last few beers. We've given them the exact same rating, and I feel like on this one we are going to be very divided because I've decided I really like this beer. It's big. It doesn't give a shit. This is like a Tarzan of beers. It's big, it's muscular, and it smells like bananas. And I think I like it. I think I like it quite a lot.
And so how many JB?
I'm going to give this 4 jingle bells.
Whoa, four jingle bells.
Because I do agree, what keeps me from giving it, going quite to five, you know, it does, it is a little weird here and there. Is the banana a little much? Maybe, but I like it.
All right, well, you're right on. We do definitely disagree about this beer. So for me, the sickly sweet, sour, and strangely almost mustard-like aftertaste of rotting banana peels left me less than impressed. Weizenbach Hell, take your alcoholic liquid banana bread elsewhere. I give it 0 JB. Oh, 0.
Shit.
Yep. That's right, this is our first 0 JB. That means this beer gets an average of 2 jingle bells, a final rating of 2 jingle bells, which isn't too bad considering the very divided opinions on this one.
If I had known you were going to be so unfair with it, I might have given it 5, but you can't change your rating.
Hey.
Maybe in the bonus episode we'll talk about the beers we think we may have misjudged.
I don't feel like I misjudged this beer.
Well, we'll see about that, mm-hmm, folks.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's mid-December, and that's it for us this week. We're this over week? And out. I mean, today.
Adventures in Beer Tasting, the unofficial companion podcast to the 2019 Brewers Advent Calendar from Costco, is in no way endorsed by, affiliated with, maintained, authorized, or sponsored by the Brewers Advent Calendar or Costco Wholesale. All opinions expressed therein are those of Sarah Bishop, Jeremy Mullis, and or their guests. The Brewers Advent Calendar and Costco Wholesale bear no responsibility for the accuracy, legality, or content of this podcast.
Take a mirror by yourself with a paper bag. You leave.